two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. A backpack and a notebook. They're the only signs of Brian Laundrie in weeks, and found alongside them today, human remains. Police in Florida found them in a park near the nature reserve. They've been searching for weeks. Here in Utah, some legal analysts think investigators missed several opportunities to get more evidence in this case. Our team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Could police have been watching Brian Laundrie 24 hours a day, making sure he couldn't leave? Former Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank says that kind of surveillance is much trickier than it looks in the movies.
One, being undetected. Two, it's the resources, and you cannot restrict his movement.
But former Utah prosecutor Kent Morgan believes the domestic violence call in Moab could have been enough probable cause to convince a judge in Florida to sign off on search warrants for the Laundrie home and possibly Laundrie himself.
And in this case, a lot of suspicious activity has arisen. Then you can go to a judge and say, Judge, can I have a search warrant?
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
What happens next in the case depends on what we learn from today's discovery. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce continues our team coverage.
If authorities can confirm the remains they found belong to Brian Laundrie, that doesn't necessarily mean justice for Gabby Petito. The United States promises people accused of a crime certain rights, including the right to listen to the charges against them and defend themselves. That means you can't prosecute someone posthumously. It also doesn't necessarily mean the end of the investigation. Authorities could spend some time trying to prove Petito died at Laundrie's hand to provide closure, if not justice, to her family. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
The manhunt for Brian Laundrie has led to a number of bodies of people reported missing being found. The Sun reports at least five bodies. Other bodies have been found in the areas where authorities have been looking for Laundrie. KSL News Time 502, a blow for Democrats as the Voting Rights Act fails in the Senate. Maria Chaleos is live. National News Desk.
Jeff, Democrats failed to get the 60 votes needed on the Senate floor to begin debate on the voting rights bill. After announcing the tally, Vice President Kamala Harris said the fight for Federal Voting Rights Act will continue.
We're not going to give up. We have never given up, those of us who have fought for the right of every American to be able to express their voice through their vote. We're going to continue to do the work.
No GOP members voted in favor of that bill. The House will vote tomorrow on holding former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for refusing to testify about what he knew about the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Republican Liz Cheney says the day before the January 6th attack, Bannon did a podcast predicting the assault.
There is no doubt that Steve Bannon knows far more than he says on that video. The American people deserve to know what happened.
Cheney is urging her party members to put politics aside and hold Bannon in contempt, saying there's evidence he and others conspired to create that attack. President Biden is setting a deadline for Democrats to come up with a compromise on his human infrastructure agenda. Senator Dick Durbin says he recognizes that both moderates and progressive Democrats will have to give up a little in order to make progress.
We've spent a lot of time. Weeks, if not months, in negotiation. It's understandable when you look at the agenda that we're considering, but it's time to close the deal.
The White House is giving lawmakers until the end of next week to reach a deal. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Open the fridge, check where your onions come from. You might need to toss them. The CDC says some fresh whole onions are causing salmonella outbreaks in 37 states, including Utah. These onions are grown in Chihuahua, Mexico. They're distributed by ProSource, Inc. Don't eat or serve them, no matter what color they are. And if you see a store selling these onions from ProSource, don't buy them. You're asking, well, how do I find out if my store sells these onions? We don't know. The federal government hasn't given us any information about which companies sell the onions. The company itself is based in Idaho. The alleged shooter in the Parkland school shooting pleaded guilty to all charges against him today. Broward County Circuit Judge Elizabeth Scherer accepted a plea from Nicholas Cruz.
I accept your plea of guilty. I find that you are alert and intelligent, that you have made an informed decision with the advice of counsel.
Manuel Oliver, whose son was killed during the shooting, says the legal hearing was a formality in the case.
I know this person is guilty. I always knew it. So this is just something that we're doing on the legal side of the whole story.
A jury will later decide what sentence Cruz should receive. Cruz faces a minimum of life in prison and a maximum of the death penalty. KSL News Time 505.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.